A three-year program to boost New Zealand's para-athletes aims to build not only their sporting skills, but their networks into the sports community. Being a para-athlete or coach can be a lonely existence when athlete numbers are low in any individual para-sport, and para-athletes have a wide range of impairments. Paralympics New Zealand, with the support of ACC, wants to increase the opportunities to build connections, confidence and knowledge with the introduction of the Para-Sport Collective, targeting promising para-athletes and coaches. Felicity Reid has this report.
Siobhan Terry was born with a club foot, a disability that the multi-talented athlete didn't let limit her dreams. The 22-year-old began competitive para-cycling 5 months ago and will make her international debut at the Oceania Cycling Championships this week. But for the intervention of a high school teacher who encouraged her to run a para-cross-country race, she might not be where she is now.
I didn't know anything about the para sports. Growing up, I didn't know what the Paralympics were. I very much so grew up, I guess, an able body, like in quotation marks. I could medal against everyone else kind of thing. But as I got older, you start to see those differences more and you start to see that you get a bit slower and kind of thing. But yeah, that was kind of like, there's actually hope for me in this space. It is more of a reality now, this dream that I've had.
Terry's track cycling coach, Jack Cooper, recognises the need to help bridge the gap in the para-athlete pathway for those who haven't cracked the Paralympian level yet.
When you're in the higher echelons and the high performance, there's loads of support there, but underneath it, there's sometimes not the support. So it's really important that we lay them foundations for future athletes.
Terry is also an accomplished swimmer with the Te Arawa Swimming Club and counts herself lucky she has the support of both a swimming coach and a cycling coach as she figures out her sporting future.
In the past, I guess there's a lot of this sport versus that sport. But when you actually ultimately look at it, you know, you're all working together. You're all doing the same thing, so why not kind of share some ideas and get the best outcome for the athlete and the most enjoyment and the best bubble around them to support them.
Paralympics New Zealand Chief Executive Fiona Allen agrees collaboration is the way forward.
It's around sharing knowledge, sharing expertise, sharing experiences so that collectively people can feel supported and can learn something new from someone else that may already be doing that across in a different sporting code that then they can bring into their code and make them either a better athlete and likewise a better coach and a better informed coach.
The Parasport Collective will include two intakes of up to 30 para-athletes and 20 coaches, each with three national in-person camps and regular virtual connection opportunities. National sport organisations will nominate the para-athletes and coaches, with the first intake starting in May.